Oh, sometimes we have fried fatback. That's close to bacon, but not the same fat. And sometimes when we had a lot of chicken, fried chicken the night before, my mother takes the chicken and she browns it, finished browning it in the skillet, and you have that with grits.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't eat grits. My mother thinks I'm strange. I'm the only one in my family that doesn't eat grits. I think I had an overabundance of them when I was a child. And my conscience is now revolting.
If you take an egg and you cook it in hot water, you say you have a
poached egg.
Okay. What about it if the kind, if you don't break it? Now, poached egg, that's where you break it into the hot water, right?
Right.
What about if you don't break it, but if you just put the whole egg in water?
I don't know, I never had that.
And boil it up?
Never had that.
Okay.
You talk about a boiled egg. I don't know. When you don't break it right and it's still in the egg.
Yeah.
I've never had a poached egg, though. I've had a boiled egg, but I've never had a poached egg. The only kind of egg I've had boiled eggs, scrambled eggs, and fried eggs.
Okay. Now you talk about bacon. You ever hear them call that anything else? Like they take the side of the hog and they cut that. And what do they call that now?
The side?
Yeah. You ever hear that called anything else besides bacon?
No.
It's bacon, it's fatback. What other things? Streakaline?
My grandmother calls it that.
What's the difference between streakaline and bacon?
I have no idea.
Okay. If meat's been kept too long, you say it's done what?
Spoiled.
Okay. And sour milk that they keep on hand, what do they call that?
I call it sour milk. They call it, it's clabbered or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
they still do that?
Mm-hmm.
Does your mother do that too?
No, not a lot, but my grandparents, when I go to my great-grandmother's house, they set it over there and let it do that on purpose, you know. They make homemade butter and cheese and stuff.
Uh-huh. Let me see. If you wanted some water, you drink it out of a what?
I drink it out of a glass.
Okay. You ever hear that called anything else? You heard people use different words for that?
No.
You ever hear anybody say tumble? Kind of a tumble?
No.
Then what about, if you had a glass and you set it on the edge of the sink and it fell off, it would likely.
Right.
Okay, so you might say, yesterday I dropped it in it.
Oh, I broke the glass.
Okay, and every day this week I picked one up and.
I've broken.
Okay. If somebody comes into the dining or in, you know, into the dining room table or into the table and so on, and you ask him, won't you
sit?
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you don't want him to wait for somebody to give him food, you say, go ahead and
have some.
Okay. Another way of saying that?
Will you join us and want to eat something? I don't know.
Go ahead, help yourself.
Help yourself, yeah.
If food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been
reheated, left over.
Okay. Other way of saying that, left over, reheated?
Recooked?
Warmed over?
Yeah, warmed up.
Warmed up?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, did you ever see them, do they have molasses out there, or sugar cane?
I've had sugar cane.